Hello and welcome back to another episode of the CrossFit Harrow podcast. We are episode 17. Today is brought to you by the suggestions of one of the listeners. So I am very grateful for your input, and the gentleman who has sent in these thoughts or suggestions, there's quite a lot in there, and I'm going to actually put them over the next few podcasts. But the first one that we want to talk about and that's brought up, and I think is a great suggestion, absolutely fucking great, is the hierarchy of, or the pyramid of essentially CrossFit that Greg Glassman brought out many, many years ago. And somewhere between 2010 and 2024, we've blurred those lines. And I think it's so important to put more respect on that pyramid. Now, if you haven't seen that pyramid, I want you to pick up your phone right now. And I just want you to type into Google, nice and simply, CrossFit pyramid. And once you've done that, it should straight away be in front of you what the pyramid. And that is a hierarchy of development. That is Glassman's or CrossFit's way of, you know, giving you your stepping stone of development. And I think it is so fucking important that we put more respect on his name. I really do. Actually, it's such a good suggestion. I have so much to say. In case you're all wondering, just a quick update. I'm talking as if I'm, an influencer. Just in case you're wondering, you want to keep up to date with my cold plunges. Going great, by the way. Fucking freezing, but great. This morning was the coldest. I think the water was 7 degrees. I think I've managed 45 seconds and I've now got my head under, I think, 2 or 3 times. I didn't fancy it this morning, to be honest, but I did get my shoulders in because a bit of inflammation in the old forearms yesterday from bloody picking up the 200 and whatever mats. Well, we don't have 200, but all the mats in the gym is almost doing like reverse curls the whole day. So they're a little bit on fire today. But anyway, just in case you're wondering, thought it might, you know, lighten up your day. The hierarchy of development, or the theoretical hierarchy of development. Now, some of you are going to be thinking about, you know, you've been training for a long time, maybe not seeing results, or where does this go? Now, I guess there's many ways for me to put this, but I think that the most important thing, and we all, but we know all this, that nutrition is so important, and like some of us probably roll our eyes, we know, but the thing is, I don't think we actually do. If I was to open a gym again tomorrow, I'm pretty confident that I would make it compulsory that there was a new nutrition program prescribed at point of sale. And you're probably going to thinking, well, why don't you do that now? We do have open conversations with people about nutrition, but I think I could talk about this now forever. The problem with nutrition is that everyone thinks that they can do it, but they can't. And because they think they can do it, they don't want to pay for it. And that's as brutally honest. And I don't think anyone's going to tell you that as a business owner. There isn't anything magical or exciting about it, to be honest. I've often used different softwares, different methods of delivering it. But one that works for me is we use a certain software that allows us to design meal plans around that person. But it's managing that person, which is what makes the thing work. The program work. It's not the program that you from anywhere that you. It's not. I don't think it's the actual program. I think it's the going back to the whole head shaving thing. I think it's the man management of that person and how you can influence them and understand, get them to understand the role, the importance of it. I think I would make it compulsory. I think I would sell nutrition memberships ahead of gym memberships, as in like you're paying for nutrition. The gym is supplementary part to that, and if you look at that picture, the hierarchy, nutrition is the base of that pyramid. And if you haven't got your nutrition right, then you're going to find it very hard to climb that ladder. There's only a certain amount of progress that you can make in each and every single one of those things above that, those stepping stones. But why is that? As I said, I think people know, they think they know what they're doing, or they think they want to do it themselves, and I do think it does ultimately come down that they don't want to pay for it, maybe don't see the value in it. They're my guesses, like I might be wrong, and for those of you that listen, please please tell me what your thoughts or what your opinions to that is. Like, why is nutrition just put to one side and we think, oh, we'll just train more? And I've said this in a few podcasts, like, we understand the importance of training. We can all do that. You can all show me, you, your partners, your dogs, your cats, your mice, whatever, that you can train. You get to the gym 3-4 times a week. The metabolic conditioning part, you do. Excuse me. But we don't do the nutrition part enough. And I don't know why that is. I have actually recently thought, I'm not, obviously, you know that I'm not a big social media person, but I have often recently thought about just filming or recording or showing you guys, like, the, you know, what I would eat in a day. And I'm not someone who is, you know, six pack chiseled on. Don't get me wrong, I now that I've reduced my weight and I've, you know, just gone back to doing what I normally do, I have reduced a lot of weight and I am a lot leaner and built a lot more muscle than I had in the over the last 4 years due to injury and mental games and everything like that. But it's just very, very simple stuff. But, you know, I'm prepared to eat. I wouldn't even say I'm prepared to eat the same stuff. It's not even that. It's just normal. It's the perspective. It's the mind. It's the attitude towards it. Is that, you know, how long can you sustain whatever it is that you're doing, right? So if you're constantly eating shit, how long can you continue to do that before you think, yeah, I want to make a change. How long do you think you could do that? And equally, on the flip side to that, if you're eating, you know, let's say on the healthy diet side, I hate those terms, but how long can you sustain what you're doing? How long? I don't think that. So I'm just taking a moment to think of my next. I have so many things in my head of what at which angle I want to go. I don't think that many of us realize how important it is. I think we convince ourselves and we say, yeah, we do. I know, we roll our eyes at it and we do. But the progression that you have in that hierarchy does reflect the. Your does reflect your position. And if you're someone who's constantly battled that with for a long time, you know, training career, what's the one thing you've not done properly? Like, genuinely, hand on heart, what's the one thing you've not done properly? You've not fueled yourself properly for the last 20 years, 15 years, 5 years, 1 year in your fitness journey. You haven't done it. And if you have done it, you've done it for a short period of time that you've treated it as in, like, I'm only doing it for 8 weeks and I'm gonna, you know, I've earned it and now I'm gonna go back to how I fucking was. The people that you see, that you wish, that you aspire to look at and think, oh, they're in great shape, I wanna be like that, it's not because they've done it in 6 weeks, it's because they've done it to 10, 15, 20 years. They have an accumulation of good, let's say good health versus poor health. The whole 80-20. For 20 years, 80% of the things that they've done in terms of training, nutrition, everything has been towards that aesthetic or that performance that they're at. But not over a short period of time. I do think that we've been talking about longevity for a long while in terms of fitness pension, everything else, but I actually do think this is a very valuable thing to talk about of the nutrition part, and how much that can play a role in the longevity of your training. Because if you're underfueled and underperforming, there's so many things that are going to change for you. Sleep is going to be one of them. Performance is going to be another, and then it's just a lagging measure. So I will. Let me see if I can give you this example. I don't know if it's relevant in a way, but it makes sense in my head, right? So we need to create a little bit of body awareness. We need to be aware of how we feel with what we eat, right? And how we do day to day. So recently, this is not an advert for Whoop, by the way, but I had a Whoop band before, but you know, I've openly told you that I've struggled with fatigue, mentally, things like that. Now I decided to get one again to see if I could suss out where was going wrong and whatnot, right? So I would wake up in the morning, I would constantly feel fucked, constantly sense of just drained, very low motivation, very low motivation to train, to do a lot really. I struggled a lot. But after about, I think, 7, 8, 9 days now, we're in the back, I've realized what the pattern is and what led me to do that. And I can actually tell you that, and just because I've realized that and made some changes, I feel incredible, right? But it's creating that self-awareness, and you need to do that with the nutrition and the food that you're eating, right? So if you're eating shit food and it comes to late evenings and you're hungry, well, it's because probably the amount of sugar that's in your food. If your skin is not in great condition, what is it from your food that could be flaring that up? If your joints hurt, it's probably not down to exercise, right? If you've got bad knees, yeah. Okay, let me hold on. That's contradictive of things of what I've said in the past. A contributing factor is going to be possibly the things that you're doing in exercise in terms of incorrect movement, but it's actually not going to be from exercise itself. Let me rephrase that, right? But if we're not getting the vitamins and minerals that we need through our food, they're not going to look after joints, tendons, you know, internal organs, all those things. So the reason I'm telling you about the Whoop band is what I'd noticed is I was actually getting enough hours of sleep, but my stress or strain, let's say, is what they call it. The strain levels, you have an optimal performance of like what you should exert in a day. And what was happening is that I was surpassing it every day, even if I thought that I felt good, right? So they have a recovery zone, a strain kind of target. So my strain, like for today, for example, my recovery is 98%, and they're telling me that I can strain up to 20.4. I think it goes up to 22. So it's telling me that my central nervous system is ready for stress, right? And that today is going to come through exercise. But also it measures it from day-to-day activity. So I was also in a good position yesterday to do that. But yesterday, for those of you that know, obviously the gym, we started to dismantle everything, put everything to one side, get it ready for the works was going on. Now that took my strain into the optimal target. Had I would have trained on top of that, I would have been overstraining. Then I would have gone through the pattern of sleeping, but my body would not have recovered. My central nervous system would still been pretty stressed. And today it would have been had that knock-on effect. And that is what happened for maybe the last 3-4 years. This is how I figured it out. Well, this is what I think I figured out anyway. However, so yesterday, what I'd done was I'd just done the day at work and I didn't train. Although I was recovered and I felt I was good, I took the advice of what that data gave me and didn't. Today I woke up, there's a heart rate variability, which is the beats, I think, in between your heart beats, or the time in between each heartbeat whilst you're sleeping. The higher that is, it signifies a higher fitness level. The lower it is, generally stress, but it's different for everyone. Now, the last 5, 6, 7 days, it's been really, really low. But because I've cotton on to this pattern, today it's like, I think it went up to like 117 or 120, which is good. Obviously, I want to go as high as I possibly can. But I was sitting at 80 for quite a few days, and that was telling me that my central nervous system's fucked. Linking this back to nutrition, what I'm saying is I've created that awareness. I'm looking for these things that are affecting me. But we're not doing that with nutrition. We're thinking, oh, if I eat that and I go train, I'll go burn off. It doesn't work like that. The industry has sold you a fucking dream. Burning calories, yeah, we never really know what we're expending and what we're really intaking. I promise you, and this is a strong promise, that if you just went through something simple, it could even be the 100 words of fitness that Glassman gives you about CrossFit. Eat meat, little starch, no sugar, leafy green, bloody hell, I can't even fucking remember it. I've got so much in my head. I've actually said it to you before. Let me get up so that I can say the first sentence worth it. God, as a CrossFit advocate, I should know this off by heart. Eat a diet of meat and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no added sugar. Keep intakes to levels that support exercise, but not body fat. If you've done that for 30 days, right, without measuring anything, but you just went through a process of eating a diet of, diet's a loose word again, just meat and veg, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no added sugar, you will be in a fucking great position. You're going to feel better. You're going to be recovering a lot better. You're going to be performing a lot better. You're going to feel that you've got more energy. And when we say little starch, it doesn't mean you can't eat rice, pastas, and potatoes. It doesn't mean that. Ideally, anything that grows from the ground, or you know, for those of you that are meat eaters, that comes from an animal, eat that. Ideally, you probably I'm not saying you can't eat pasta. Pasta's fine. It, you know, in portion sizes, that's where you probably got control in terms of level of insulin. But keep it simple. Just try for 30 days. The reason I'm saying to try for 30 days is so that you can, it's a short space amount of time, so you can see the level of progress that you make, not because you want a quick fix. It will give you time to see the difference, right? And then you make a decision from there, and then you can start thinking about portion size stuff. But that give you your stepping stone of unlocking so many new things for you. I can't stress enough how important that your nutrition is for you in order to do everything else. As I said, you will recover better. You will perform better. You will feel better. You will think better. You'll be more mentally resilient to a lot of other things. The thing that we get caught up with is that we build a lifestyle around Monday to Friday. I'm convinced about this because I think I was talking to a group when we done our goal setting workshop at the gym, that the attendance on a Monday is bigger than the attendance over a weekend, sometimes even including Friday. Because we've built our lives, and I think this is the working pattern possibly, over Monday to Friday, rest Saturday, Sunday. When I say rest, that's your social time. When you're not at work, you've got your free time to do that. So we also do that for our training time. But we go back to Monday, we give 100% on Monday, and I think I said this in the podcast, I definitely said this in the goal review workshop, we give Monday 100%, and we realize that we can't sustain that 100%, so the next day, because we're a bit beat up, we're a bit sore, we give 75%, because that's all we can give, and the next day we give 65%. And then over 7 days, that if you add up all those numbers, I can't, you know, over 3 days, I think it works out as 245. So if you were to give 85% on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or over 3 days, you'd give a total of 255. So you'd, I think, 10 or 15% more. Not 15%. Yeah, numbers. Anyways, as a round number or percent, whichever way you want to look at it, it doesn't matter. And if you've done that, and that has a compound effect, right? That accumulates over a period of time. If you just gave 85% every single day to everything that you've done, right? Everything. I'm talking even your nutrition. Your nutrition, your training, your sleeping, your relationships, everything. You get 85%, you can sustain that. Absolutely can sustain that. But if you give 100% every day, there's going to be a case of burnout. And I do think from the last 4 years over the, unfortunately, this thing that evolved into the planet, that we love burnout. We're just built for that. We're not actually built for that, but we've developed, as in we've made ourselves be built for that. When we never done that before. You signed off at a certain time, you've done this, like it was done. Like but now we just work every hour of the fucking every day. You feel guilty for not being at work. You feel guilty for not being productive. You measure yourself against someone else's productivity to say that, oh, you can't sit down and watch 10 minutes of telly or half an hour of telly. Like, I know there's people saying, oh, in your spare time, learn this. But the reality is that that's giving 100% all the time. And it ain't sustainable for you to do that. You need that downtime of like half hour, an hour, where you do just sit and watch some shit TV, or you just stimulate your brain in a different way. Or that if that's your time with your partner that you get to spend time together, fine, not an ideal scenario. Unfortunately, you know, we're in the country where we don't get sunlight we don't get beaming sun, and we're often put off by the rain and cold weather. If it means that you're on the sofa and you get to spend some time with your partner for that 30 minutes, an hour, who gives a fuck? Go for it. You can't give up all your free time to keep developing yourself. It's just not possible. It isn't. And anyone who says, oh, you're pessimistic, or fuck them, right? There's 4 or 5 people in our lifetime that will only ever be to do that. And they're the innovators. They're the real entrepreneurs. They're your Jeff Bezos. They're your Elon Musk. That's those people. And that ain't going to be us. You can't measure yourself against those people. There's only a very, very small percentage of people. And this is where I think we all get lost in this because we all compare ourselves. And I mean, I'm going off on another topic here, but we all compare ourselves to the output and everything else of these other people. Now, you could equally say that, well, they give 100%. Yeah, but they also don't possibly have the same desire of their physical health that you do, or that how they look after that health. That Bezos, I think, has gone through a case of, you know, steroids and whatever else to get himself in shape. He's done that in a short space of time. That's not been his life. So he's actually doing the reverse of what we're trying to do over. We've been doing it from a young age. He's doing it when he's got older. He's trying to cram all that in at the top end, whilst we've been trying to cram it all in the bottom end. But anyway, I think I was going off on a tangent. So the message for today is go back to that hierarchy. When you figure out that nutrition is the most, and it will click. You'll be right when it's like a sale, right? As straight up as this is, you're only going to be ready for it when either, in my opinion, this is what happens, right? You go through a massive trauma, right? That you think you need to change something. You go through a big health scare that you need to change something. Or, there was one more that I thought of earlier, now I can't remember. Something along the lines of, like, this is absolutely your last resort for your own happiness. It's one of those, that's for me, when you're actually ready to do those things. Like, you've completely had enough and you've got the action and execution to do that. Because a lot of us talk, nutrition, oh, Monday I'm going to eat, but yeah. But don't follow up on it. We talk shit. We like to tell other people that we're doing something about it, but we're actually not doing something about it. Now, there's no measurement to this, right? The measurement is just made in place by the fitness industry. There's no right or wrong here. My point is, what I'm trying to get at is if this is one of your barriers that is preventing you, if you're stuck in your training, you're stuck somewhere in that whole fitness, look at what it is that you're consuming with nutrition. Now, yes, those things, obviously the things that you put in your mouth through eating and drinking, but also there's the other side of that mentally, right? But we're going to focus on the nutrition part of it today. Writing down what you eat and stuff like that is boring, right? Actually, if you've done it for a few days and looked at it and thought, fuck, I actually eat a lot more shit than I actually think. In a way, it will hold yourself accountable for it. But you need to be absolutely ready to do that. I can tell you all this, and I could even offer my services and my help for free. And I've done that in the past to people. But you know what? I haven't done it because they're not ready for it mentally. You'll only do it when you're ready to do it mentally. That's it. When you're fully invested in it. And I think it comes from when we get older, or as we get older, we realize that certain things in life are a little bit more important. So during probably our 20s, you know, you should fucking sit there with Tupperwares. And I remember going to gym and having mackerel straight after a gym session, like sitting in change rooms, fucking mackerel in a protein shake. Fucking stink. I used to sweat it out because of just so two tins. I could do that then in my 20s because I was so testosterone flying through the roof, just building pure muscle, recovering as quickly as I could. No other responsibility. I can't do that anymore. You can't do that anymore. We can't do that. It's not real life. It absolutely isn't real life. You've got to find that system for you where you're actually available to do it every single day, like regardless. But it's a change in mindset. Absolute change in mindset. You have to have that change in mindset. You can only do it when you're ready, but it has to be your change in mindset. You have to come away from, oh, if I eat this, I've got to exercise more. And I could count on one, if I had a penny for every time someone came to my gym and trained an extra day because of something they'd done the day before or in that week, I probably would be sitting in a Ferrari on the beach. Well, no, you wouldn't sit in a Ferrari on the beach. I'd probably be sitting in on an island and calling a waiter to come over and give me maybe a beer, or like fan me down because it's too hot. The amount of times people have gone out for a drink on a Friday night, come in Saturday morning, sweat it out. Saturday night, gone out for a drink Sunday. The amount of shit I got, I've had a lot of client meetings, so I'm going to do an extra session. You know, today's my sixth day. It's, well, no, I can't express it any other way, people. You fucking show me, and you've shown yourself that you have the energy, the discipline, maybe too much of a strong word, to train. But the extra time you get, and this goes back to me saying a few weeks ago about why it's so crucial to actually look back at your training and think, actually, could I do a day less and gain more? Absolutely, if you took a day less of training, you could gain more because you could organize that thing. Nutrition isn't hard. It's not hard once you've got that mindset, the change of mindset of like, you're looking at it from a different perspective. But if you're looking at it from the mindset of, I need to burn calories, I need to do it, then you have a problem. And I think it also, you know, very much depends on your relationship with food. A lot of it is just a learning curve. And, for all of us, I do speak sometimes, I would say without thinking, with just what just rolls straight off my tongue. So I hope I'm not offending anyone in what I'm saying. It does play a big relationship down to a relationship that you have with food. And as I said, a lot of these things do come from traumas or things that happened in the past. So if we can identify those things and you can help overcome those, then you're going to have a better relationship with food. Food doesn't have to be that you have to reduce and eat things that you don't like to eat. You want to eat things that you absolutely enjoy eating. You equally have to reduce the food that you enjoy eating that's not good for you. You know, on a day-to-day basis, I will still have bagels, I will still have rice, I will still have pastas, I will still have chocolate, things that are deemed like not good for you. It's not possible for you to have 400 grams of protein, 800 grams of carbs, and 20 grams of or 200 grams of fat. Like, there is absolutely targets that you can say, right, look mate, I need you to have between 120 and 150 grams of protein per day. That's your target. Once we establish that target, then we need to look at the carbohydrate intake. Absolutely. And if you're listening to this and you want to actually take some action about today, there's two things that you could do. One is email me in the struggles that you're having, and I will give you my advice and what I think you should do. No fee to that. No cap. No strings attached. Nothing. It's purely help. Right? I will. That's my word. I will give you the information that you need. If you can do it, perfect. You don't need me. Right? But if you do it and it's not working or something you're struggling with, then we can talk more about how we can help. But you can have the information, everything for free. Secondly, if you don't want to email me, then do one of two things. Either find out how much food that you should be having, right? And focus on trying to have four meals divided over those values. Or very simply, this the probably better solution, just for a couple of days, is focus on getting that protein target. Now, it's kind of having a moment, this protein target. You know, they used to tell you carbohydrates kept you fuller for longer. No, actually, the protein source does. And it helps, obviously, in terms of muscle building. But for ladies, you probably want to aim to have between 100 and... This is loose guessing, right? This is just an average. 100 to 120 grams of protein, which... If we're having four meals a day, it's probably, you know, it's going to be around 30 grams of protein per meal. Gents, you're probably going to be wanting, again, this depends on your size and height, between 120 to 150 grams of protein per day. That's what I would do coming off the back of this podcast. If you're not prepared to do the eat meat, little seeds, no starch, eat greens, seeds, eat meats and greens, little starch, no sugar. If you don't want to do that, there's so many choices there. And I think that also might be a problem with a lot of this, is that there are a lot of choices. You just have to do one and stick to it, right? The same way that you picked CrossFit as your training method. There were so many other training methods you've done in the past, but you picked one and stuck to it. It's as simple as that. I hope that you found this information valuable. There's probably a lot more that I can say, but I don't want to overwhelm you with too much information. And I feel like I go off track with a lot of things. My mind, as you know, works in very, very strange ways. I'll always bring it back round to nutrition, but I want to keep the focus around something that's realistic for you. and that you can take away from. So I think as a whole, even with the industry, I think we need to put respect back on that hierarchy and the role of nutrition. Unfortunately, I do think that over the last 4 years, it's just been thrown around very loosely, and everyone seems to be a nutrition expert or a body transformation coach online. I'm not claiming, or I never claim to be one of those at all. What I do know is that if you keep things stupidly simple, you can gain quite a lot of success from those things. But I keep saying it's that mindset and perspective that you have on it. If you need more help and you need some more support, I'm happy for you to email me, lorenzo@crossfitharrow.com, info@crossfitharrow.com. Email me your needs, what you're struggling with. I'll give you my advice. I'm more than happy, and we are more than happy to help. Have a chat with one of the coaches. They'll give you the advice is there. We've always given this out. It's not like it's new. It's always there. Take us up on that offer, because we would want nothing more for you to be in a much better position in terms of your health, in terms of mentally and also physically. It's the missing piece to a lot of people's puzzle. And all you have to do is get that piece set, and then you're going to be set for life. Until next week, we'll see you again soon.